Last week I gave you a class in Yitzchak. When the Chumash talks about Yitzchak, it talks about digging wells. To be sure, there are wells that Avraham Avinu dug, but the wells that Avraham Avinu dug were stuffed. Yitzchak Avinu dug wells, and the wells of Yitzchak Avinu were not stuffed. What is the reason the wells of Avraham Avinu were stuffed and the wells that Yitzchak Avinu dug were not stuffed? It's a very, very simple difference. Because Avraham Avinu didn't really dig wells. He dug holes in the ground. He dug reservoirs. You dig a hole, you put water inside. So you have water, but once the water is gone, it's gone. It's a finite source of water which is being added superficially. Yitzchak dug wells, but he didn't just dig a hole and put water in it. He dug and dug and dug and dug until he found Be'er Mayim Chaim, water from underneath the ground. And of course, this represents the difference between Avraham's theme and Yitzchak's theme. And this was last week's conversation. Avraham was the first. So what did he do? He gave. That was his job, to introduce God to the world. He would even offer people free food and then give them a choice whether to bless God or to pay for their food, which seems very, very superficial. And if you were here last Wednesday, we talked about that idea that Avraham Avinu gave away food and then twisted people's arms into blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we explained that this was not just meaningless. There was some meaning to this. Avraham was challenging people to think about it until they understood it and it made sense to themselves. But Avraham's job was to give people God. Yitzchak didn't give people God. He helped people find God. Yitzchak didn't come to you and give you. Yitzchak said, let's dig. Let's dig inside you. Let's uncover. Let's find God within you. Avraham is chesed. Avraham gives. Yitzchak doesn't give as much, but Yitzchak extracts. As a consequence, the wells that Avraham Avinu digs are superficial. They're not so real. The wells that Yitzchak Avinu digs are far more permanent, they're far deeper, they're far more real, because he doesn't simply dig a hole and put water into it, but rather he digs and he extracts water from underneath the ground. That's a theme of Yitzchak, right? He's the second one. Whenever you introduce a new movement, the beginning has to be loud and noisy and dramatic and dynamic. The second has to give it integrity. You want to start a movement and you want to do it quietly, go to sleep already. You want to start a new trend, make a lot of noise. To make a lot of noise, you have to do it on the outside, to do it very superficially. The good side of that is the advertisement and the fame and the fortune and so forth. The bad side of that, it doesn't have that much integrity. The next generation, after it's been made popular, it's been made famous, the second generation pulls back and says, okay, now we have to find the truth here. What's the integrity within this? That's what Yitzchak does to Avraham Avinu's movement. And it's represented by the digging of the wells. So in front of us we have a sicha. Now the way we're learning the sicha is a Yitzchak sicha. It's only about Yitzchak. And what the Rebbe says is that Yitzchak represents digging wells. But in Yitzchak's digging wells, there's three levels. Yitzchak digs wells. Now how do we explain the idea of digging a well? The idea of digging a well is you're not bringing the water from someplace else, you're digging until you find water within, correct? You dig and dig until you extract water from within. But in digging and extracting water from within, there's different possibilities. In short, it could be easy, and it could be hard, and it could be very hard, yeah? Which is better, if it's easy, or if it's hard, or it's very hard? Which is better, if it's easy, or if it's hard, or it's very hard? The answer is, depends how long the water is going to last. If it's easy and the water doesn't last very long, bad idea. If it's hard and the water will last longer, it's a better idea. If it's even hard and the water will last forever, it's an even better idea. But if you could do it easy and have the water last forever, why waste your effort, right? Physically, if it's possible to do little effort and get a great return, why do a lot of effort and get a great return? You see, but the physical world is not a world of truth. Right? As I tell my teenage children all the time, fairness ends in the second grade, if you're lucky. So for some people, you dig a shallow well, you put in with almost effort, and you have a fountain, a reservoir of water, which is endless, which goes on and on and on and on. Another person can dig and dig and dig and dig and dig and dig, and he finds water, and the water dries up in no time at all. But that's in the physical level. On the spiritual level, if you work less hard, there's going to be less of a return. If you work hard, there's going to be a greater return. So we're talking about Yitzchak. And we're explaining that what is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is about digging wells. Now let's put it into context. The context is Avraham's the first. Avraham comes to the world with a big new idea. There is one God. Emphasis on is and on one. They knew about gods, but is, that he really exists, and he's only one. Avraham Avinu's contribution to the world. Avraham did this by giving, by radiating. He gave kindness, he gave love, he gave words, he gave speeches, he gave debates. He was out there giving the Eibishter to the world. And Avraham was so successful that by the time Avraham Avinu passed away, there was a new paradigm. People discussed the question of one God. His son came along and did not continue what his father began, but challenged it. Right? Do you know how it says in Sfarim? Avraham had a following. And when Avraham died, his following went back to the pagan ways. Yitzchak had a different following, different kind of personalities, different kind of people. Yitzchak challenged Avraham's methods. And Yitzchak said, show me the integrity. Don't tell me what Avraham taught you. Tell me what you learned. Tell me how this transformed. Tell me how the water is yours and not Avraham's. And if the water is not yours, but Avraham Avinu, that's superficial. It's going to dry. It's not going to sustain itself. It's not going to last. It's not going to be strong enough for the test of time. So Yitzchak is digging wells. It becomes the representation of Yitzchak lived 180 years. What the Torah tells about Yitzchak's life is a number of things. It tells us that he was an animal herder and that he was a farmer, but that he dug wells. And they dug wells to find water. And he dug wells and he found water in such a way that those wells are permanent. That's what Yitzchak did. What does it mean spiritually? Yitzchak dug into the person to find God from within. And when you're talking spiritually speaking, it's fair. It's tough, but it's fair. If you dig a little, you'll get a little. If you work harder, you'll get more. And if you work incredibly, you'll get something which is absolutely permanent. And that's today's sicha. It's a sicha on Yitzchak and on wells. In other words, within Yitzchak's integrity itself, there's three madregas. And these three madregas are represented by the three Beis HaMikdash. Okay, you'll see in a moment that Ramban, who says that Yitzchak dug three wells, all three wells represent the Beis HaMikdash. But let me preface and say the following. Before there was a first Beis HaMikdash, there was a Mishkan, a tabernacle. What do we know about the Mishkan? God was completely involved. Correct? How was the Mishkan built? God came to Moses and said, build a Mishkan. And build it exactly this way, with exactly these materials, and exactly these dimensions, and exactly these relationships, and exactly for this function. Hashem, in effect, dictated the entire Mishkan. So although people built that Beis HaMikdash, but for all intents and purposes, that Mishkan came from the Eibishter. It's the equivalent of taking water from heaven and bringing it to earth. In other words, the Mishkan, the mobile house of God, the tabernacle, can almost represent Avraham. It's water. It's alive. It's a well. But man did no work. He didn't do any digging. So that's why the Mishkan is not included in our conversation. The Mishkan is not included in the conversation because our conversation is strictly about Yitzchak. What do we know about Yitzchak? Yitzchak digs wells. Where does he dig a well? In his own heart. And the deeper he digs, the more the water will last. So let's say this. Avraham represents the Mishkan, if you will, the tabernacle, which is water that came from heaven, which is wonderful as long as the water keeps coming. But the moment the water keeps coming, it's dry, and Yitzchak is digging wells. The first Beis HaMikdash is a well, the second Beis HaMikdash is a well, the third Beis HaMikdash is a well. The real difference between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash and the third Beis HaMikdash is not how long the water lasts, but how deep you had to dig. The first Beis HaMikdash didn't last in the same way as the second, because he didn't dig as well. The third Beis HaMikdash is forever, because there's no digging like the digging for the third Beis HaMikdash. So let's read. B'Ramban, it says in the Ramban, Yisaper HaKosu V'Yairich. Our Torah tells us a story, and in fact in great detail, B'Inyan HaBe'edas, about wells. Says the Ramban, V'Ein B'Pshutei HaSipur Teyalus. The story on the surface has no benefit. And it gives no honor to Yitzchak. Saying that Avraham Avinu dug wells does not make Yitzchak special in any way. Everybody dug wells. Vahu va'aviv also esam b'shava. Moreover, his father also dug wells. So the Ramban says, why is the Torah telling us the story of the wells? It's just wells, right? Aval, the answer is yesh bedavar inyan yister. The reason the Torah elaborates on Yitzchak's digging wells, because the digging of the wells by Yitzchak has a mystery, has a secret. B'toichi inside of itself. And what is it? Kibal heidia. In describing Yitzchak's wells, the Torah is teaching us davar ha'asid, something that's going to be in the future. And what is it? Kibe'er mayim chayim, a well of living water. Yirmez lebeis alekim is a hint, is an allusion to the house of God. Ashayasu bonov sheYitzchak, which Yitzchak's children are going to create. Now Avraham dug a well, but not living water. What does living water mean? Water that's connected to a fountain, to a subterranean source, to a spring. Avraham dug surface water. He put rainwater into a pit, like the Mishkan. It came from heaven. Yitzchak is finding water from beneath the earth that's called Be'ein Mayim Chayim, living water. And it hints to the Beis HaMikdash. K'mei she'amar as the pasuk v'lachein hiske Be'ein Mayim Chayim. That's why it says a well of living water. K'mei she'amar as the pasuk says, Mekein Mayim Chayim Es HaDeshem, a source of living water which is God. And this represents not stam as a collecting water, but collecting water from within oneself by digging, and that's what makes it alive. However, v'kara Harishin Asik, the first well is called Asik. Asik means an argument. It goes in the first Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Vasheni Kara Sitne, calls the second one hate, because the second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed. Vashlishi Kara Rechoves, the third Beis HaMikdash is called Rechovot. Rechoves, what does Rechoves mean? Broad, expansive, peaceful, calm. Vahu Habayis HaAsid, this is an allusion to the third Beis HaMikdash. Sheibana b'mehida b'yameinu, which we build quickly. V'hu ye aset, and this third Beit HaMikdash is going to be built. B'leiriv u'matz, without any argument, and it's going to last forever. So Yitzchak digs three wells. The first two of these three wells represent the first Beit HaMikdash and the second Beit HaMikdash. The names of these wells are therefore contentiousness and hate. They also last. Also wells of living water, but because they're not forever, they're called contentiousness and hate. The third Beis HaMikdash is forever, it's therefore called Rechoves. Okay? So in other words, when we talk about Yitzchak's digging wells, and we accept that all three of these wells, are Be'ed, Mayim, Chayim, wells of living water, as opposed to Avraham Avinu, we separate between one well and the other well in the way he's digging. So turn to page 152. Now, please. Now, girls, you all know the rules. I read only the underlined, which means to say that I don't have to keep telling you what I'm holding. You read what I'm underlined, and you're about to follow what I'm saying. It says the Rebbe, now that we explained that all three wells are wells of living water, and all three wells represent Yitzchak, says the Rebbe, let's go deep. Behegdem teisviz bir. Let's explain deeper. Ba'ashaiches ben batei ha-mikdash, the relationship between the two beis ha-mikdash, lachafiras be'eres dafka, and digging wells. And the Rebbe explains, matzinu b'mikvois matzinu, the Mishnah talks about mikvahs we find, b'kvalos shnei efanim, two ways of having a well. Number one is mikvah mayim. What does the mikvah mayim mean? What does mikvah mean?
Gathering.
A gathering of water, very good. Hanasa with other much people build. And number two is Mayon, a fountain, Shubidesha Mayon, which the Abishta does. Ve'im Beit Fisa Sideyodum. People are not involved. Moreover, Be'eres Hanal, when a person digs a well and gets involved in drawing water out, Matsino Bazel we find. Hey Nasim, how do you dig a well? A person has to dig. And of course, digging is ba'avodah v'yegiyah. It's very, very hard. On the other hand, once you dig the well and you find living water and the water comes out of the well, parenthesis, the reason you bother digging in the ground is because you wanted to find water. Says the Rebbe, once you find water under the ground, Eina bo yedei pu'las ha'adam. The water which comes out from under the earth comes out by itself. El shayedei avedase bechfinas. Fasara sa'afar. You have to remove the earth. And you have to remove the stones. When you remove the earth and you move the stones, that's your contribution. Peltzim ha'mayim ha'nimtzoyim. The waters that are beneath the earth burst forward. Underneath the ground. So you're digging a well, but you're not creating a well. The well is God's. The water is the Eibishter's. You dig to find it. Right? And the Rebbe says in the next paragraph, the halacha is, if a person digs a well, and after he digs, shemayim neiv mehem, the water from underneath the ground emerges, even if the waters don't overflow, dinyan mayan gom, they have a din of a fountain. In other words, if you dig a well, and water comes out from under the ground, it should keep on coming, yeah? If it keeps on coming, it should spill over. What if it's very, very little water? It comes up from the ground, but it doesn't spill over. Since the water came from underneath the ground, it already has a din of a mayan, of a fountain. Next paragraph, growth page 153, second paragraph. Let's talk about the Beis HaMikdash. Yitzchak is digging wells. There's two parts. There's digging and there's water. The point is the water. The effort is the digging. The same is true of the Beis HaMikdash. Tachlisa shel mitzves asiyas hamishkan beis HaMikdash hu. Why were we told to make Hashem a house? V'asu li mikdash, make for me a house, v'shechanti b'seichem, and I will live inside of it. You build Hashem a home, and the Eibishter moves in. You dig a well, the water comes out. Teichen hu, the idea is, Hashchina shalavaya bahem. When you build the Eibishter a home, the Eibishter moves in. V'yachadim zin. And along with this, nitztavinu v'asu limikdash. We need to dig the well. We need to build the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tzarech lihiyes. And the digging of the well, or the building of the Beis HaMikdash, must be lifnei ha'veshachanti. Hashem will not rest unless we dig for him a well, so to speak. You want the Eibishter to move in, you have to work at building him a house. You want the water to come out from underneath the ground, you got to dig. Second column, girls, 153. Like digging a well. The water you're not bringing out from the earth. The water is coming out by itself. Nevertheless, Hakosuv Mekasherzeh, the Torah connects the water in Pulas Hachafira Shala Adam. The Torah describes Yitzchak as digging wells, although the water is coming by itself. Because even though the water comes by itself, the water does not come by itself unless you dig it out of the ground. That's Yitzchak. Turn the page. Page 155. So first of all, we understand the difference between Avraham and Yitzchak. Right? Avram was into water, Yitzchak was into holes. Now that's not true. Avram had to make holes for water. Yitzchak made holes for water. But their focus was different. Avram focused on the water. You need water, you have to have a hole. Yitzchak focused on the digging. Of course the point of the digging is to get the water. But the water is God's business. The digging is my business. Yitzchak is Gevura. He says, my concern is to dig. When I dig, I'll find water, but the water is coming from the Eibishter. My business is to dig. Says the Rebbe, the first Beis HaMikdash is digging. The second Beis HaMikdash is digging. The third Beis HaMikdash is digging. You want to find the Beis HaMikdash, which didn't involve digging, that's the Mishkan. That's the temporary house of God, the mobile house of God. But the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and the third Beis HaMikdash had to be built by man. But they're different. What's the difference? Listen to this. Page 155, second column. What I skipped, what I decided not to read, is the contrast between the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. The Mishkan, the temporary house of God, was completely from heaven. All three Beis HaMikdash involved man. You understand? When the Mishkan was built, Hashem told them exactly what to do and how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, they simply did it. In other words, it's like water coming from heaven. All three Beis HaMikdash had to be built by man. So that, however, it's different. Vihine. Sivva, vihine. Begedim zed the mikdash. When you talk about the Beis HaMikdash themselves, which of course in the Nimshal means digging a well. The point of digging a well is to find water, but the water is not your business, that's the Eibishter's business. You build a house, the Eibishter moves in. You can't make him move in. He can only build in the house. He wants, he moves in. Digging the well, building the house is our business. Says the Rebbe, Pu'ulas v'asiyas ha'odam, our part in building the Beis HaMikdash, Yeshni ilu b'migdash beis, l'gabi mikdash av, there's an advantage to the second Beis HaMikdash over the first Beis HaMikdash. Why? Ma'isa ha'binyin, the second Beis HaMikdash, le'bo ayadei his galus, Hashem. The first Beis HaMikdash was built through prophecy. The second Beis HaMikdash was built by people. In fact, it's ayadei tzivi shel kodesh. Who set to build the second Beis HaMikdash? Cyrus, a guy, a Persian king. So the second Beis HaMikdash was built by man with the encouragement of man. The first Beis HaMikdash was built by man with divine inspiration. Beis, gam tzuras ha-binyan l'hoisa berurak me'bayis alef. When the first Beis HaMikdash was built, they knew exactly how to build it. You know how come when the first Beis HaMikdash was built, they knew exactly how to build it? Because David was a prophet, and Hashem came to him in a prophecy and told him how to build it. So the first Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech built b'nevuah. The second Beis HaMikdash, what did man do with the second Beis HaMikdash? They had the plans for the first Beis HaMikdash. They had the plans for the Mishkan. They had to figure out themselves what to do. Hashem didn't help them. So the fact that the second Beis HaMikdash was built by the instructions of a goy, the fact that the second Beis HaMikdash, they were not clear about how it should do because they had to use their own minds. What does that show? There's less help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's more digging. Turn the page. Page 155, 56 now. Says the Rebbe Venimtza, this means to prove Shebebayis Sheini, the second Beis HaMikdash, Hare Hadrisha, the study, Dresh Vumeitze, Shel Prote HaBinyan, to figure out how to build the Beis HaMikdash, Hoyse Yesimi Baisav, you had to work much harder. The first Beis HaMikdash, Hashem helped. The second Beis HaMikdash, he didn't help nearly as much. Now read the next underline. V'kivan she'inyan ha'kviyas. How long the Beis HaMikdash lasts? B'mikdash. Toloi. Doesn't depend on how much water you have. But depends b'maiseh p'ulas b'nei Yisrael. How deep we dig. How hard we work. In other words, v'asu li mikdash. To build Hashem a home. In other words, b'eifan shel aveid v'yeh kanal. The more you work, the more you toil, the more you're going to have. Says the Rebbe, shezeh hoi b'bay yesheni. Yes, the second Beis HaMikdash involved more of human effort than the first Beis HaMikdash, because the first Beis HaMikdash involved prophecy. The second Beis HaMikdash did not involve prophecy. So although the first Beis HaMikdash was also digging, but they didn't have to dig so deep, the second Beis HaMikdash required digging, had to dig deeper. Says the Rebbe Lachain, that's why it says in the pasuk, "Gam God will yeh cover the bayis." Says ha'achem nation. The second Beis HaMikdash was bigger than the first Beis HaMikdash in two ways. It was a bigger building, took up more room, and it stood for more years. In other words, time and space are the two basic definitions of reality. The second Beis HaMikdash was bigger than the first Beis HaMikdash in time and in space. Why? Because man did more digging. It says that about Pisa, and therefore, move, and it's understood. All three Beis HaMikdash are hinted to us, who b'maisa Yitzchak dafkes in the acts of Yitzchak. Why? Which one of the three of us represents action? Which one of the three of us represents toil? Which one of the three of us represents work, labor? That's Yitzchak's business. It is known. Our three patriarchs are Teira, Avoida, and Gimel Chasadim. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura. Yankov Gimel Chasadim. Last line, first column 156. Va'avoidahu. What does avoida mean? Halos ve'eskarva to Adam the Kedusha, raising ourselves up. Yitzchak's idea is avoida, to raise the world up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in as much as the Batei Mikdash need to be built, represented by Yitzchak. Okay? So the Rebbe says like this, all three Beis HaMikdash involved work. The work of the three Batei Mikdash, that's our job, that's Yitzchak's inyan, to raise ourselves up. The first Beis HaMikdash involved Yitzchak with Hashem's help. The second Beis HaMikdash involved Yitzchak, work without Hashem's help. So the second Beis HaMikdash is better than the first Beis HaMikdash, right? Now, what about the third Beis HaMikdash? How long is the third Beis HaMikdash going to last? Forever. Who builds the third Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam says Mashiach. The Rambam says Mashiach. Rashi says Hashem. So if the third Beis HaMikdash is built by Hashem, how long should it last? Not long at all. So the Rebbe now asks a question. The first Beis HaMikdash was built by people with Hashem's help. So it's in the spirit of Yitzchak. But because Hashem's help, it doesn't last as long, it's not as big. The second Beis HaMikdash is not with Hashem's help. It lasts longer and it's bigger. The third Beis HaMikdash, if the Eibishter is built in the third Beis HaMikdash, it should be smaller and live less than the first and the second. Look at the question. Omnam Tzarech Lahavin, page 156, second column, second paragraph. The question is, Eich Mati, Mashin is Bayalil. If what we said before is true, that the key in the Beis HaMikdash is how much you dig. The water comes from God. You dig deep, you get more water. How could you explain? She'ikir inyan akaviyas shebe mikdash, the permanence of the Beis HaMikdash, is kasher v'toli depends on v'osuli mikdash. In other words, ma'isa p'ula sa'odam dafka, how much work you have to do. Says that im ha'mevua, but Ramban shown with the fact that the Ramban says, shebe'eira gimo shalei rabu aleho yineged Beis HaMikdash ha'shlishu, the third well, which we're not at all contended by the Pelishtim, is the one that's forever. If the third well is built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shouldn't last at all. The question is, the reason the third Beis HaMikdash lasts forever is lefi shehu binyana dekodesh b'richu, because God builds it and not man. This is a problem. If we say the third Beis HaMikdash is permanent because God builds it and not man, and the whole idea of work is thrown out the window. The whole idea is that the harder you work, the more you get. The third Beis HaMikdash has no work at all. David is doing it. If David is doing it, how does it last forever? That's the question. So on 157, first column, the Rebbe gives his answer. Okay? 157, first column, the Rebbe gives his answer. Okay, now let's forgive ourselves and repeat ourselves. Avraham is the opener. He's the first. He gives. In which Beis HaMikdash represents Avraham Avinu? The Mishkan. Totally from God. Yitzchak looks for truth from within. He digs wells. He's the second. And the idea of digging wells is to look into yourself and find the Eibishter. The question is, L'chayra, the third Beis HaMikdash, you're digging a well? Nothing a well at all. Comes entirely from heaven. So the Rebbe answers the question as follows. The Yishleim Rabbi Rebbe's explanation is this. It's true. The third Beis HaMikdash Hashem does and it comes from heaven. It's not preceded by any destruction. But you know why it is? It's what we're doing now before Mashiach is revealed that brings it. During the duration of Golos. The first Beis HaMikdash is the work of building it. Second Beis HaMikdash is the work of building. The third Beis HaMikdash, the Eibishter builds. But the Eibishter builds it because all of the effort we put in during the 2,000 years of Gauls, that's to build the third Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Shazui Shleimus HaNailis B'Yesed, this is the highest level of perfection and wholeness, Binyan Asiya V'Avayde in work. So the answer again is, what's the answer? The answer is, we're building the third Beis HaMikdash. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash is coming from heaven is a symptom of 2,000 years of Avodas Hashem. You get it? So let's talk it over again. The first Beis HaMikdash we built with Ruach HaKodesh. The second Beis HaMikdash we built by ourselves. The third Beis HaMikdash we built with Golos. Now what's the difference between the first, the second, and the third? The first Beis HaMikdash, Hashem comes to David HaMelech, tells him to build him a house, he builds him a house. So Hashem's coming to David HaMelech is coming from heaven. David HaMelech's work and Shlomo HaMelech's work is coming from earth. The second Beis HaMikdash, we built entirely on our own. If we built it entirely on our own, it represents digging deeper, right? It's our own work, yeah? The third Beis HaMikdash is what? Huh? We're sitting in Golos, and we don't even know we're digging a well. We're just digging. You're sitting in Golos. You are struggling with Golos. You didn't have been struggling with Golos as long as it's lasted. We're surviving in Golos. We're even thriving in Golos. But who's thinking about a Beis HaMikdash? You get it? When you dig a hole in the ground to look for water, you know what you're doing. Correct? Someone comes to you and says, dig for water, there's water here. So you dig for water, you find water. Did you do it? Or did that person inspire you to do it? It's a combination. Nobody tells you there's water here, but you understand yourself that there's water here. So you dig on your own and you find water. The second one is more you than the first, because the first one you were inspired, yeah? What if someone tells you dig? You say, why should I dig? I said dig! And you dig. And then you find water. That third well is the ultimate well. Why? Because when you were digging it, you didn't even know that the end of this dig is going to get you water. The second one, at least, you know, digging is going to get you water. The first one, someone is showing you the water. The third one, you're digging, you don't even know the point. Says the Rebbe, you know why the third Beis HaMikdash is forever? Because we built the third Beis HaMikdash. But that's not true. It comes from heaven. That's the whole idea. There's no connection between our digging and the well. And because there's no connection between our digging and the water, that digging is the deepest sacrifice. Because you don't even see how it's going to make a well. You're just digging. And therefore, the third Beis HaMikdash is forever, because the Eibishter gives it to us, because we did the ultimate digging. Digging that at the time that we were doing the digging didn't seem to serve any purpose. Bottom of page 157, or yes, be it, in other words, Shleimus Aveidas HaAdam Hi. If the Beis HaMikdash represents the water of a well, but that the permanence of those Beis HaMikdash depends on not how much water there is in the reservoir, but how hard we worked in digging. So where is the ultimate effect? Or ultimate event of digging. Says the Rebbe, Kasher Avedasehi, a Yid is digging a well, he's working, but Ba'ifen in such a way, She'eni Machshav Atma, Tzeis Bifni Atma, he's not thinking about himself at all. V'chol Maisav, Hei Maisav, Shalak Adesh Baruch Hu, he's digging only for the Yebisht. And, Ushchina Sheira Bishlei Musa, B'maisa Yadav, if and when the Yebisht Shchina rests in what he does, to him, it's all God. He's just digging. Next paragraph, please. V'yashloima. This can be said in other words still. She'inyan zeh, that this idea, she'ma'isa yadav shalom tzadik, you're digging a well, and it's nechsheves ma'is yadav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's if Hashem is digging the well himself, is be'ikir, is only true, kasher avedas ha'adam, avedas eved, like a slave. If you approach a project, and you're told to do something, but you understand why, you may be working hard, but the fact that you understand why qualifies your work. If you're digging a well, and you have no idea why, you were just told to dig, that's the ultimate act of bittul.
Is this lishma?
On a very high level. Second column, 158. Vezehu hachidur shebebeis hamikdash hagimul legavi bat hamikdash shalafonu. What's greater about the third base hamikdash than the first base hamikdash? And he explains. Av shegam bais hamikdash haba'alav ha'beit ha'yaveid ha'vasiyah, the first base hamikdash. And the second Beis HaMikdash involved our work. It involved digging. Not like the Mishkan, Mikomakim still. Kivan Chavedas Hashem Ha'oz, Hoysa Mitech Havana Vasaga. We knew why we're digging. We knew where we're digging. Dig here, you'll find water. Or we figure out on our own that by digging here, we'll find water. Says the Rebbe, Shemeviya La Vasir Vyirase V'chulu, which brings us to having love and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'seichel mechaso malbashas ha'etzim, says the Rebbe, harehoiso ha'avoyde begoli ha'avoyde sichlis. The work of digging in building the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash was reasonable. In other words, mo'reves bazeh metzias ha'adam, our ego was mixed in. V'lachein, and as a consequence, lehoya begili b'nyon de kushav yichol, can't last forever. You're digging a well to bring the Eibishter in. If you are thinking as you dig the well that you're bringing the Eibishter in, the Eibish that you bring in is yours. Your version of the Eibishter. But if you're digging a well and you have no idea what's going to happen, when that well is dug and the Eibishter moves in, that's the Eibishter's version of the Eibishter. V'davka de'aveid b'meshach zman ha'golos, during our golos. She'iker avoideh hikederech kabalasil ma'chashmai. We're serving Hashem as slaves. Kaveid is ovid. And I would like to incorporate what this means is, we're living in golos, we're serving in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we have no concept how this is going to bring the Geulah. Says the Rebbe, that's the ultimate act of a tzaddik. And then the effect, the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the third Beis HaMikdash lasts forever. So Yitzchak is digging. And what happens as Yitzchak digs? He becomes a better digger. What does it mean, a better digger? The first times he digs where God chose him. When Yitzchak digs where God shows him, he finds the water very quickly, but because God showed him and he didn't dig so deeply, there's this contentiousness. It's destroyed. When he digs the second time, God doesn't show him, but he figures it out. There's going to be water here. Yitzchak's third well, he digs, he has no idea where the water is. He just digs. When and if he finds that water is forever.